So I was actually an attendee of Tech Day LA back in 2019 before the pandemic and everything. And I just remember that there was a great turnout and a great energy at the event. So now that we have a product that kind of fits into that B2B tech space, we really wanted to do Tech Day LA and be a part of that and get some exposure.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy. Today's We Are LA Tech episode shout out goes to Chris Miles. Chris Miles, thank you for being such a longtime member of the We Are LA Tech community and just championing everything that we do. Really appreciate you. Be sure to say hello to Chris on Twitter at Miles Next Door. That's MilesNextDoor. Miles Next Door. Let Chris know you found him via We Are LA Tech. Personal spot for today is about doing what truly feels right for us, no matter what we think we're supposed to be doing. And let me share what I mean by that. So for years, I mean, forever, the podcast was an in-person podcast until the pandemic, right? And then it became a remote podcast. I felt that while I was in person, we never had video. We didn't shoot video. Very rarely did I record video. When we started recording remotely, I felt like I had to do video. Like, I felt like I didn't have the choice because that's just what you have to do, especially with the popularity of, like, now there being video podcasts that on YouTube, that it felt like, oh, I have to do video because I'll be left behind. And how can I not do video? And da da da. Just being really, really open with all of you, that last year, I was on the verge of wanting to quit podcasting. I didn't think I was going to quit, but like I just was just absolutely exhausted. Luckily, I didn't quit. And instead, I asked myself the question, do I dislike podcasting or do I just like being on video all day long? And that was a struggle for me because I felt like, again, I had to be on video. So we had a team call and I shared with my team, like, you know, here's how I feel. And they essentially gave me permission not to be on video, but I was like, what if I don't have the memory of it? You know, that was really concerning me. And so one of my teammates said, like, you don't worry, like, just do 5 minutes of video, like, just get a little recording, little snippet, so you feel like you have the memory, capture a screenshot photo, and then that's that. You have your little shot and then do it. Well, I have been doing the podcast with only audio for like into the new year. And let me tell you what a more energizing, pleasurable experience it is for me. It was absolutely the video that was draining me. It was making me not enjoy my craft anymore, something that I absolutely love. It made me reconnect with what I enjoy so much about podcasting, which is the intimacy of audio, and to really appreciate the sounds just in my ears and not having so many other stimulations in my eyes, et cetera, you know? And it's just that reminder that just because it seems like we have to do something, we don't, like, who's making up those rules, you know? Who's making up the rules that we need to be on every single social media platform, et cetera, et cetera? And if video was draining me, what's the point if I can't even create my craft because I'm so drained because I'm doing something I feel that I have to be doing because it's my interpretation of what I think is expected in the digital world. And then I end up quitting because I was so drained by it. What was the point of all that anyway? And so I'm really glad that I've moved back to audio, really stoked that audio only, really stoked that, you know, Adam, my teammate, recommended to just capture that screenshot and a little, like, record a little video from my phone. It's just created an absolutely different recording experience, and I feel like I'm so excited to get back into the podcast for this year. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye. Are LA Tech podcast celebrating Los Angeles tech companies and people. And today on the show, we have Nick from downtown LA. So excited to welcome you to the podcast. Hi, Nick.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. So, Nick, go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I am the project manager for Papercast. We are a document management company based out of Torrance, California. I pretty much oversee everything with the development side of things and with the marketing side of things. And I've been doing that for about a year and a half now. The company has been in existence for about a year and 9 months. So I've been there right from the beginning.
And you're a part of Tech Day LA. Tell us what attracted you to Tech Day LA.
So I was actually an attendee of Tech Day LA back in 2019 before the pandemic and everything. And I just remember that there was a great turnout and a great energy at the event. So now that we have a product that kind of fits into that B2B tech space, we really wanted to do Tech Day LA and be a part of that and get some exposure.
And what was the idea behind creating Papercast? Why was it built?
The CEO of Papercast, his name is Guy Puckett. He has a service bureau, which is scanning, shredding, box storage. It's been around for about 18 years. It's called Archive-It. They were having the problem that people were scanning their files and they would put them into Dropbox or local on the drive and not be able to find them. They would end up filling up those file cabinets because they didn't have a good go-forward solution. So Papercast was designed as a virtual file cabinet alternative so that when the files are uploaded, they go through a really cool process called ICR, which is intelligent character recognition. So that takes the text, it takes handwriting and converts that into searchable metadata so that any document that lands in our system is searchable by any keyword in that document. And then we're leveraging some AI tools which are extracting things that you want to extract from the document to index using AI and eliminating the need for keystrokes and data entry.
And what attracted you to Papercast?
So originally, Papercast needed some help on the website side of things with front-end design and getting landing pages. They needed some help with marketing things. So I came on in that capacity. And then they ended up bringing me on as the project manager to kind of oversee everything after the first 30 days, I would say, of us working together.
What would you say is really attracts you to the culture of Papercast? How is it different than other companies you've worked with before?
Papercast is really cool. It's definitely an interesting energy. There's a group of people that already work with the existing scanning side of things, and it's a great team. And the owner, Guy, is a very interesting character. He's very very fun guy to work with. He's got a great vision. He's got great ideas. So he's throwing that out there. And I think it's a really interesting product in the fact that nobody's really doing it. There's your really expensive, complicated document management systems that cost tons of money to deploy. And they're not really something you can just start using right off the bat, like Dropbox. But Dropbox is a little bit more limited in the fact that you still have to use traditional naming conventions, traditional file structures. And it's really hard to locate files sometimes if you didn't name them correctly. And one of the really cool things that we're trying to work with is using it enterprise-wide. So if you know companies are uploading HR documents and they want to index certain information, or if they're uploading accounting, they can customize that at a department level and have secure access at a department level as well.
And are you from LA originally?
I am not. I'm actually from Indiana originally. I've been out here for about 7 years. I grew up in Indiana, LaGrange, Indiana. It's near South Bend. I went to college in Muncie, Ball State University. And then I moved out here and I've been out here for about the last 7 years.
And what brought you to LA?
I had an audio engineering background. So I came out here to work in that industry. I ended up going back to school. I did one of the coding boot camps at the UCLA extension, and I learned coding and kind of moved into that. It all kind of tied together with the video editing, the audio editing background, and marketing kind of ties in with the development side of things.
How did you transform doing the UCLA extension and then go into the world of tech? Where did you get your first job and how did that evolve?
So while I was going to UCLA, I worked for a large telecommunications company. I actually left that and I started working for a marketing company called Image Brothers, and they were looking for someone to do web development, front-end web development. I actually still work for them as a contractor and do websites, and that's kind of how I got my start. And from there, I started taking on freelance projects. And eventually I met Guy, and it was a good fit, and I ended up going into that role and kind of taking the journey with him on the startup.
And one of the questions I love to ask are, what are some LA Tech resources that you recommend? And you just shared about the UCLA extension courses. Tell us more. Can anybody be a part of those? And how useful were they for you in both coding and in marketing?
So I actually didn't have a coding background when I attended that program in 2017. It's a really intensive program. It's 6 months long. They go over a full stack development. At the time, it was MERN, Mongo Express, React, Node. I don't know if that's the same, but I definitely would highly recommend that program. It's going to get you into coding. It's going to give you the essentials that you need to get started in that industry, and then you can kind of build on that. If you don't know something, Google it. That's something that they go over on the first day. So I highly recommend the program. It definitely benefited me.
What other LA Tech resources come to mind that you think startups here should know about?
Definitely the Tech Day event is something I know that a lot of my former students attended that. It's a good way to get in touch with startups that are in the industry in the area, and it's definitely a great resource.
And who's a company or person, LA-based you've come across lately who's really impressed you?
Yeah, SpaceX is definitely I have a buddy that works at SpaceX, all the really cool things that they're doing over there, under Elon Musk, and that's a really cool. I think they're based in Hawthorne is the offices. They're doing some really crazy things that we couldn't have even imagined.
It doesn't have to be LA based. What is your favorite tool? It could be a website, mobile app. What's your fave?
We use a tool called ClickUp for project management. It's similar to Jira and some of those other ones that are out there, but we all centralized on ClickUp, and I've got everybody on board. It's a simple enough tool where some of the non-tech savvy people in the company are able to use it, and I can't say enough good things about it. I don't know where they're based. I think it might be California. There's definitely a lot of tech opportunities in LA. There's no shortage of startups. There's no shortage of tech companies moving their offices to the Santa Monica area, and that's definitely becoming like a Silicon Valley type area. So if you're in tech, this is definitely where the opportunities are.
And if somebody were to land in the airport today, what would you suggest that they do to plug into Los Angeles Tech as fast as possible?
I would say attend any tech events that you can. Tech Day, there's other ones out there. Get involved in the posting boards that are related to that. You can go onto the Tech Day website and see what exhibitors are planning to exhibit in the spring. So those are probably great startup companies that may be looking for developers or anyone with a tech-related background. And listen to the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say we have the We Are LA Tech calendar with all the community organizers events. So that's, I believe it's wearelatech.com/calendar. And there's also a mobile app and restaurant that you recommend we go to. Which restaurant do you recommend?
There's a restaurant in Hollywood called Off Vine. It's a great brunch spot on the weekends. The owner's actually a friend of my cousin's. They've been there for a really long time. Great ambiance, great food. I highly recommend you check it out. It's a little hidden gem there.
An activity and or hike you recommend that we do?
I like to do, I used to do Runyon when I lived in Hollywood. I do Griffith Park a lot. Those are both great spots. Definitely well known, but great spots.
Is Papercast doing any hiring?
Yes, we are actually looking for SaaS salespeople, anyone with SaaS sales experience. We're taking those resumes at support@papercast.ai. Anybody who's interested. And we're also seeking anyone that's in the managed IT copier dealer world for VAR partnerships nationwide.
Awesome. And how can people connect with you, Nick?
You can reach out to me at nick@papercast.ai, or you can reach out to us on any of our social medias, Papercast AI on pretty much all social platforms.
Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. If you had one recommendation of something that we could do to further connect the community, what would you think that we can do just as a community? How can we get together in a more seamless way?
I would say just keep doing what you're doing. I think it's great. And I look forward to continuing to be a listener of your podcast.
I love it. And everybody make sure to get on the LA Tech Twitter scene. That's where the community hub is happening these days. Follow the hashtag LongLA, follow TechLA, follow Silicon Beach. But really, LongLA is the primary hashtag these days. And so many people will just arrive to LA, type, who should I meet here? On Twitter, and then they get so many recommendations, and you'll meet wonderful people like Nick. Nick, I'm so stoked that we were able to connect with you. To connect and collaborate with more amazing people in the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/community. That's wearelatech.com/community. Say hello on social at wearelatech, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to hearing the podcast. Hey, this is Nick, project manager over at Papercast. We are a Torrance-based document management company that leverages AI to help you find and file any document. You are listening to We Are LA Tech.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.